Genesis chapter 26, guys. I'm going to take just a couple minutes here and set Sam up for what he's going to share. And this word's been on my heart for a couple, 3 weeks now, and very simple. And again, I think this is going to lead into some teaching out of the Song of Songs, and I trust this is a word in season. Genesis 26:12 says, Isaac, Abraham's son of the blessing, who had inherited everything from Abraham at this point that Abraham had, planted crops in that land. And in the same year, he reaped 100-fold because the Lord blessed him. The land that Isaac's in at this point in the story is the land of the Philistines. And the conditions in that land at this point in the story is that there's a famine in the land. And because of the Lord's great blessing that was on Abraham that got passed down to Isaac, even in the land of the heathen Philistines and even in bad weather conditions, he has 100-fold increase. And as you know, Jesus says we bear 30, 60, and 100-fold. The important thing to know there is that a 15-fold crop was a bumper crop back then, as top shelf, as good as it can get. A 30-fold crop was double a bumper crop. So Isaac's yielding 100-fold increase because of the powerful blessing of the Lord in his life. When this happens, something happens in the spirit that I think is worth noting. Verse 13, the man became rich and his wealth continued to grow until he became very wealthy. In verse 14, he had so many flocks and herds and servants that the Philistines envied him. So, this is what they did. All the wells that his father's servants, Abraham's servants, had dug in the time of his father Abraham, the Philistines stopped up, filling them with earth. All of the wells Abraham dug, the Philistines stopped them up. Then Abimelech said to Isaac, move away from us, you've become too powerful. So Isaac moved away from there, and he encamped in the valley of Gerar, where he settled. Verse 18, Isaac then reopened the wells that had been dug in the time of his father Abraham, which the Philistines had stopped up after Abraham died. And he gave them the same names that his father had given them. Then after this, after he reopens the wells that the Philistines had stopped up, then Isaac goes on and begins to dig after that. Isaac was known as the man of wells. Jacob was known as the man of tents. Abraham, his father, was known as the man of altars. Isaac is the well guy in the scriptures. We don't get a ton about Isaac here, but what we get, I think, is really important. What I want to say to you today is that I believe that the wells being stopped up by the enemy are stopping the flow, obviously, the flow of water of life. And the wells that are being stopped up by the enemy in each one of us are stopping a natural flow of life that is within us right now. Jesus said in John chapter 4 and in John chapter 7, anyone who believes in me, what happens? I'll become in him like a river of life. It's flowing forth. A spring of living water is what he says. You ever been around a spring of living? There's no putting a cap on that. It bursts out one side or the other. It wants to flow out. The only way you can stop that is to put a dam around that thing and to keep it all in, or to put a cap on that well and keep it from flowing up. The only people who have authority to remove that is us. The enemy can come in and pile a bunch of dirt on the top, which is representative of man. We're made of dust, right? It's the soul of man that's capping off that well. And listen to me. Our soul caps off that well. Our soul gets in control, mind, will, and emotions, the wisdom of man, and we stop the flow of life that's naturally wanting to come out of us. I talked to a sister the other night. You naturally want to read your scriptures. I'm not reading it right now because it feels like a duty to me. It feels hard. I'm not getting anything. The spirit inside of you wants to go do that. The spirit inside of you wants to be at peace. The spirit inside of you is at peace. So to pick on John again, I talked to John the other day at Hogwild, and he said, flow's not there. I'm doing the stuff. I'm doing the Christian stuff. He's even preaching and teaching and leading and doing all this great stuff, but his time abiding with the Lord had not been there. He had been, anybody know what I'm talking about? Bottled up inside. Just that life is not there. So this is a season, I believe, for me, as I'm meeting with people and talking to people, and I believe it's a season where the Lord's wanting to open up the wells that have already been dug. There's no need to dig a new well. You who have Christ Jesus in you have the fountain of living water inside of you right now. Amen? There's no working that up. There's no trying to get Jesus to come out of you like he doesn't want to, like working harder to get him to flow out of you. He already wants to. Your job is to say, Holy Spirit, come open me up right now. I submit to you, right? Like I'm done with my own way. I'm done with my own agenda, my own assignment on my own. I want you to come lift this off of my heart. And when that happens, something really cool happens. And Sam's going to talk about this in a minute. There's a fragrance that's starting to be released. John stood up here talking about his weakness and his failure, and it just blasted and blessed everybody, right? Were you blessed by that? John didn't step up and say, I had an amazing meeting in Eureka, and I'm doing great, and I'm an amazing leader. Everybody's like, oh, I feel encouraged. No, John's like, no, I can't do it on my own, in my own strength, and this is what Christ did for me. And there's a, just a release of fragrance and blessing that comes from him. It's powerful. That's what the Lord wants to do through each one of us. He lights us up so that we can be the light of the world. And so I just want to encourage you that this is a season for the Lord opening up wells, and we want to cooperate with that season.